so it's a leap year, and people with birthdays on the 29th of February actually get to mark their actual birthdays tomorrow. We asked to hear from you leap babies about how you usually celebrate, and here's what you sent.
Hi, my name is Joel Strack. I'm from Orlando, Florida. Now, typically in a non-leap year birthday scenario, I might go out to a local pub. I'm really excited about my next leap year because I'm going to be turning 15 and I'm going to throw myself a quinceanera. It's going to be fabulous.
Hi, my name is Emily Clayton. I'm from Austin, Texas. Usually on my non-leap year birthdays, I just do a casual dinner. But this year, since I'll be turning 6, I'm having a 90s themed party at a roller rink. You have to go big because you only get a birthday every 4 years.
My name is Peter Campbell. I normally celebrate my leap year birthdays by having a party in the style of the age that I'm turning. In this case, 8. Last time we had a bouncy castle with lawn games, balloons and streamers, and all behaved like we were 7 years old.
My name is Kate Bowen, and I live in Carlsbad, California. This year, I am due with my second child on the 29th. We figured that it is a 1 in 2.1 million chance of mother and child both being born on leap day. I'm really ready for this baby to come out, so Monday is looking like the perfect day for that to happen.
That was Joel Strack of Orlando, Emily Clayton of Austin, Peter Campbell of New York City, and Kate Bowen of Carlsbad, California. Happy birthday, leap babies. And stay tuned to Weekend Edition for Kim Barker. She's the real-life war correspondent Tina Fey plays in the new movie Whiskey Tango Foxtrot. She'll join me live here at NPR in just under 10 minutes, so tweet me some questions for Kim. You can find me at RachelNPR. You can ask about covering conflicts, about getting turned into a screen character played by Tina Fey, writing a funny book about war. Keep them coming. You can find me at RachelNPR.